Hello, my name is Malcolm Cox. Recently, I've been studying through 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and had an opportunity to teach others about it. And I'm breaking it down into some podcasts to look more in detail at some of the issues raised as to the way that Paul understood and practiced his ministry, the way that he served others. And chapter 2 gives us an insight into his motives, his methods, and the memories that generated, both his memories of the Thessalonians and their memories of him. In earlier podcasts, we've looked at the motives, and we looked a little bit at some of the methods that came from those motives, the way that Paul was gentle with people. But not only was he gentle with people, he was also appropriately directional. If we're going to serve people effectively, we have to be directional to some degree. In chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians, in verses 11 and 12, it says this: "For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory." Earlier, he's talked about the way that he treated them like a mother, which is more about, I think, the caring and the comfort. But now he's talking about being like a father, encouraging, comforting, urging. And there's certainly some gentleness involved here, but there's also a sense of direction. This phrase, the way we dealt with each of you, each and every one of you, indicates a very personal concern, a very personal treatment and knowledge of the church members, knowing what they needed and giving direction to each as they needed. Some needed encouragement, some needed comfort, some needed urging to live lives worthy of God. We need to know the people that we serve. We need to know as much about them as we can. We can never know everything, and it might not even not be appropriate, but we can know a lot. And especially if we lead something like a small group or a family group, a group that meets in a house, over time we can get to know a lot about one another. Prayer is one of the best ways to get to know one another, as in asking people, what can I pray about? It has become more of my habit over recent months to ask people, what can I pray for you? I wish I had done more of this earlier in my life, but I've been doing more recently as inspired by someone who I know does that. And I've been writing down the answered prayers, keeping a record in a prayer app on my iPhone. And in that prayer app, over the last 12 months, I counted up recently, 63 answered prayers. Far more than I thought. And how wonderful it is to know that people gave me those prayer requests, and 63 have been answered. More than one a week. Do you know the people you serve? Do you know the people you lead? Do you know what to pray about? He says here that I've encouraged you. In other words, exhorted. I've comforted you, comforted the bereaved, the weary, those enduring opposition for being a Christian. He says, I've urged you to be bold in testifying. It means to declare solemnly, to call the slackers higher, as one commentator put it. It's so important that we offer encouragement where it's needed, comfort where it's needed, and an urging where it's needed. All three are not usually needed at one time, but individuals will need each of these at different points in their lives. And he did that so they would live lives worthy of God, literally to walk worthy of the Lord. The behavior is the focus. It's not about rule keeping, but instead about a lifestyle molded by the relationship we enjoy with God. Paul holds down here before them an enduring motivation, the opportunity to share in God's kingdom and God's glory. It's so important that we set the right example. Paul is able to give good, healthy direction to this church because they have a good history of him having done so to them personally when he was with them, and because his example is one that he can call upon. You may have heard the old poem by Edgar Guest, "I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely tell the way." Let us be the kind of people who can show the way, not just tell the way. And then having shown the way, we can encourage, comfort, and urge others to go in that correct way. Next time we're going to look not so much at motives or methods, but memories. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.